You're with SBS Radio.
It was a fantastic day, a celebration of dedication, excellence, persistence and resilience of some fantastic young Indigenous students who are wanting to build strong pathways from education into university, TAFE and vocational education training and community sector banking, which is focused on building stronger communities around the country, is really proud and privileged to be supporting young Indigenous students who are looking to not only build their own careers, but also to give back to their own Indigenous communities across the country.
There were, 6 recipients, and each of them had a chance to tell their story. What did you retain from their stories?
Look, I think, and we had over 120 applications across the country, incredibly high quality. What struck the selection committee, of which I was a part, was just the extraordinary sort of backgrounds of many of the young students. Many come from, significant hardship. They've overcome that hardship. They want to focus on areas like, health, community services, midwifery, building strong links back into their own communities. One was focused, going to do an education degree in media production. One young lady from Queensland, an auto electrician and car mechanic. Just brilliant stories all around. But as I said, all of them have come from significant hardship and are really dedicated and persisting to give back through their education back to the local communities. And community sector banking is so happy to be able to assist in that endeavour. And I think all of them are highly relevant to today's needs of the local Indigenous communities around the country. And as you well know, while university and vocational percentages are on the increase for Indigenous Australians, they are still, the dropout rates in the first year are still double that of non-Indigenous Australians. So, and much of the reason for that in the first year is financial stress and hardship. So we believe that by introducing these scholarships, and we wish to build on these scholarships and have more of them going forward, is to assist a lot of dedicated young Indigenous students to overcome those financial burdens through these scholarships and to make sure that they not only succeed in their chosen degree, but also are able to give back and strengthen their local communities.
Yeah. Now, is this an initiative of community sector banking alone, or are you going to this in partnership with other stakeholders?
No, at the moment, it is a sole initiative of community sector banking, and we're part of Bendigo and Adelaide Banking Group. We also have a reconciliation action plan. We are very dedicated to ensuring that we build on that reconciliation action plan. The scholarship program is one arm of that, but it's only one arm of that. We are looking now to build genuine, strong partnerships with significant Indigenous organisations around the country. But we are looking, this is a first step for the bank. It is in its second year, but we would like to grow this and to make sure that every year that we see these students receive scholarships, that they become part of the alumni, if you will, of the scholarship program, so they can give back again to students coming through. So we are very excited by this program. We think that this is only the beginning of something. And as I said before, it is so important that organisations like banks and like community sector banking do everything they can to assist young Indigenous students to overcome financial hardship and to reward those who are really dedicated to not only helping themselves, but to helping their local communities.
Yeah, and this comes at a very good time, because this is happening right in the middle of It's happening in
NAIDOC
Week. It's coinciding with NAIDOC Week, yeah.
Absolutely, and that was a very deliberate move. We wanted to highlight the fact that as a bank, we can do our own promotion of what we believe to be important for Indigenous people. Education is absolutely critical to not only the promotion and enhancement of individual growth, but also of community growth. So we want to continue to build on this program. It is wonderful that we're able to launch it in the middle of NAIDOC week, and to really put a spotlight on the importance of education training, and to encourage other corporate organisations to also dig deep into their own pockets and to support similar programs across the country.
Yeah. Now, before I let you go, anything that you may want to add to this conversation that we haven't covered?
Look, I think as we all know, closing the gap, there are still significant challenges. Community sector banking in Bendigo Bank would call on all our fellow corporate organisations and banks to really commit to doing all they can to assist the Indigenous communities across the country, be it metropolitan, regional, rural or remote locations, to provide as many financial opportunities for Indigenous students to not only have the confidence to put their hand up to go to university or to TAFE or to do an apprenticeship, but to make sure that they have the financial support to complete it. So we're asking everybody to get behind initiatives like this, and in NAIDOC week, we think it's highly appropriate to make that call.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.